The time is 5:59. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. Tonight, our guests are the Noble Foundation, teaching young children about their financial future.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Improvisation Summit of Portland, June 4th through 6th at Disjecta in Portland. This all-ages event brings together musicians, dancers, and experimental performers for 3 days of improvisational art. Performers include Roscoe Mitchell, Jonah Parzan Johnson, Linda Austin, Gordon Ashworth, Either Neither, and many, many more. Again, that's the Improvisation Summit of Portland, Thursday, June 4th through June 6th at Disjecta, 8371 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hello, KBOO members. You are invited to attend KBOO's Mission and Vision Retreat on May the 30th from noon to 4 p.m. This retreat is an opportunity for members to support the development of a mission and vision statement for KBOO and to share your valuable knowledge about your community radio station. If you would like to attend the retreat on May the 30th, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP by sending her an email at monica@kboo.org or calling 503-231-8032, extension 201. More details about the agenda for the retreat will be sent to you when you RSVP. We hope to see you on May the 30th, and thank you for being an active member of KBOO.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon Zoo Summer Concerts, presenting Sweet Harmony Soul, featuring Mavis Staples, Patty Griffin, and Amy Helm and the Handsome Strangers. Sweet Harmony Soul takes place Saturday, July 25th at the Oregon Zoo. Doors at 5 p.m., show at 7. And tickets and information are available at zooconcerts.com. This KBOO program has also been made possible in part by the KBOO Foundation members and a grant from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven cooperative striving to provide access to whole foods customers can trust. People's features farm-direct organic produce, bulk foods, a weekly year-round farmers market, and everyone is welcome. Located at Southeast 21st and Tibbetts Street between Division and Powell. More information at peoplescoop.com.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. Bread and Roses is a collective of women-identified radio activists. We give voice to those working for social justice and equity globally and locally, and we strive to challenge systems of oppression. All of this, and we have a lot of fun doing it. Make sure to like Bread and Roses on Facebook to get updates and see behind-the-scenes photos. Find us as KBOO Bread and Roses. We are also on the web, www.kboo.fm/Brad and Rizzes for listening to past shows and leaving us comments. We also always welcome new collective members, no experience necessary. So if you would like to host, produce, or engineer with us, you can contact KBOO's volunteer manager, and her email is volunteer@kboo.org. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Delphine Crescenzo.
And I am Mary Postway. Tonight on Bread and Roses, we're going to have a conversation about building financial futures. We welcome in the studio the Noble Foundation, a Vancouver nonprofit organization who serves the Vancouver and Portland area, whose mission is to inspire individuals and families of all ages to gain knowledge, confidence, and power to make financial decisions that are aligned with their personal beliefs so that they can enjoy better, secure, and satisfying lives. We're joined in studio by young ladies and adult participants of some of the Noble Foundation's financial education programs, as well as by representatives from the organization. Welcome all of you to Bread and Roses.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So, Ms. Ophelia Noble.
Yes.
Explain to the listeners what the Noble Foundation is.
So the Noble Foundation is an organization co-founded by myself and my father. A little back history. I myself had financial troubles after completing college, found myself in about $90,000 worth of debt.
Wow.
And really did not find the resources within the community to help me get out of that debt.
Okay.
But my goal was to own a home, purchase a home. So about 3 to 6 months in trying to figure out how to improve my personal credit, I started researching, just Googling different programs and different ways that could build me up. Mm-hmm. What I came across was financial literacy, financial education, and some programs that could, the public service loan forgiveness program that would allow me, working through a nonprofit organization, to have my debt paid off by the federal government, which was a bulk of the debt that I myself had. So after clearing up all of this debt and paying some off and actually filing bankruptcy, I felt, wow, I've gotten a lot of knowledge. I sure would like to share that with the community.
Wonderful.
So I spoke with my father and I said, hey, I have a brainstorm. I am equity focused and social justice. I have a certificate for social and environmental justice through Washington State University.
Okay.
And so I said, wow, you know, Dad, let's try this. Let's see if we can build something within the community. And let's start with the people that we have access to. That's our friends, our families, and our neighbors.
Absolutely.
And so we started the Noble Foundation in honor of his ability. He got it right. And he was the one that was kind of training me up and just helping me along the way. And so then the Noble Foundation was born.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I understand that there's 4 programs.
There are.
Can you explain the programs and a little bit about each one of them?
Okay. So we started with our adult program. Mm-hmm. And I partnered as a family advocate with the Head Start program. It was part of my responsibility to provide trainings for the parents.
Okay.
And quite a few of the parents showed interest in learning how to budget and creating spending plans and that. And so we really started with the Head Start program.
Okay.
Parents within the program, and we talk about budgeting, how to save, paying yourself first. We discussed couponing, and so our conversation, it really is up, we're participant driven.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we're in the room doing the trainings, our conversations go in so many different directions, and I really consider myself more of a facilitator of the conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We also have our entrepreneurs program, which we partnered with Mercy Corps and the Oregon Islamic Chaplains Organization.
Okay.
Here in Portland. And what that does is give upcoming entrepreneurs just the basic information needed to begin building their business plan.
Okay.
We have our young adults and children's program, and that's geared for children between the ages of 3 through 18. And we're with children in that age range, we just want them to, through osmosis, take the information in. Mm-hmm. So it's not really about sticking to a steady curriculum and going through information, you know, the A's, B's, and memorize. We're really about just hear some information, read it from a pamphlet, read it from a book, as long as you have access.
Right. Access.
And
is
that's what we focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, excuse me, what are the timelines for your programs?
We're really depending on whether an organization is wanting us to come in and provide the workshops. We have...
So you do provide workshops?
We do provide workshops, absolutely. Yes. So it really depends on whether the organization is calling us in and what topics they feel that their participants may be interested in. So we can do 1 hour, we can do 3 hours, we can cover multiple topics. And again, it's the basic information that as a foundation, we don't really feel that our children and adults are getting in time, mm-hmm. right? So we're really trying to build that confidence and empower individuals. Here it is, 3 months, it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months.
Depending upon the individual.
Depending on, yeah, that's right.
I mm-hmm. got you. That sounds wonderful.
And I'm curious, Ophelia, because I think this subject is so fitting, because last week on Bread and Roses, we had a conversation about graduating from college with young Black women, in fact, who were speaking about their mm-hmm. perspective. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions we had for our guest was, do you feel prepared with your degree? And very often the answer was no. I didn't know how to pay my bills. I didn't know how to budget. I didn't know all of this. That's what do you think is so important that we know these, and why are we not prepared through the regular education?
Well, I think we're not prepared through the regular education, and it's a historical issue dating back to the 1700s. Land grants were put in place in the United States to open up colleges, mm-hmm. and that's where our institutions come from, higher learning institutions. What happened is you have to look at who had access, again, to those institutions, mm-hmm. right? And it was not people of color. It was not minorities on a general scale. So I think that really promoted what you're kind of seeing today as a deficit within our community, mm-hmm. as us not being prepared. And oftentimes we hear, go to college, it doesn't matter what you major in, go just get in the door. And a lot of times we're not aligning our goals with necessarily our passion, right. and where we were going, our next stage. Right. Yeah.
So is there a cost? Does it cost anything?
It does not cost anything for low income participants. It does cost if an organization calls us in to provide service.
Okay, wonderful. So next, we have Terrell.
Hi.
Hello. So you've been through the adult program. I spoke to you a little bit the other day. How did you hear about it?
I was looking on Facebook.
Oh.
And I saw it, and I was like, I should give it a try. I need to know something about finances. So I called, and they was like, well, we're doing a class here in Portland at the Mercy Corps. I was like, okay. Well, no, not the Mercy Corps. It's at the library in Vancouver. So yeah. I went there, and I need to know what to do with my money. I'll get in, and it was just gone right away. Like, I'm like, okay, money's gone. Let me go there and see what I can learn. So I went there.
We all have this problem.
Yeah. So I went there and was like, okay, let me see what I can learn. Learned about banking. Put your money in the bank. I was like, safe, put it in the bank. It's safe. I know it's there. I can't touch it unless I go get it.
Right.
At home, I'm getting it, I'm spending it right away. So, and saving the same thing. And I said, okay, I can save a little bit. I can learn how to pay yourself first. So I save a little bit that way. And also learn about, you need to know about all the fees that comes along with the banking and mm-hmm. the interest rates they have and the interest on certain things you want to get. And then I learned about the credit cards. And that really got me about the interest rates. I got a credit card, it was like 28%. I was like, wow, that's a lot.
Right.
So I got the Nova Foundation. They helped me work through that, check my credit scores and all that, and things that was on there got wiped off of there. So that improved it. And they said to get credit, you need to get like a little credit card or something so you can build your credit. So I done that also. And then from there, I had some child support issues. Well, still do, but then it was very, very major. I owed it $72,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, when I was younger, I was like, I'm signed the birth certificate. I'm good. It's not on my record. They don't know where I am. And little did I know, when I got a job, they knew exactly where I was.
Right.
So they was taking out my check. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, and then the taxes came around, and they took the tax. So I thought, you know, when I was younger, I thought, oh, taxes coming, they're going to take it automatically. That wasn't the case. I didn't know I had to file every time for them to take the money. So the deficit was getting higher and higher. So through NOBA Foundation, they taught me that. They showed me that. The taxes I had, put that in there, let them eat that up.
All right.
It's a part of that. And also, there's a lot of programs out there through child support that no one knows of. The child support don't let you know about the arrearages and the forgiveness programs. They don't tell you about none of that stuff. They just tell, oh, go ahead, pay your stuff and go on about your business. Like they the baby mama or something. I'm like, hold on. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. So going to NOBA Foundation helped me figure out all that stuff. And it was a lot of paperwork. And you have to be on it. And a lot of phone calls and being on for hours and things like that. So it's hard work.
Yeah. It is hard work, and I think that, you know, we spoke a little bit about, you know, how some of us don't know, just don't have the information. Mm-hmm. Sounded like that was a little bit of where you were coming from, where,
yes,
you know, you were just never introduced to the information. But then there's also information that's so hard to understand.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Even if you try and understand it, you can't.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your experience around that with the taxes, credit cards, stuff like that.
I had no clue. Until I got involved with NOBA Foundation, I was like, what? I can have this. I never wanted a credit card. Like, I don't want a credit card. I don't need that. But you do. You need credit. Nowadays, they don't even want your cash. They want credit. They want to see what you got and are you reliable? Can you pay this back? Are you a good person? Can you do this with that? So, yeah, it's helped me out great. And now, through NOBA Foundation, I'm in a credit union now. And I thought I would never be in a credit union. And I applied for it and was denied at first. And I was like, well, something's on my record with the credit, that's cleared off, and now I'm in a credit union now.
All right.
So,
how has the NOBA Foundation influenced your life today?
Oh, greatly. I don't feel like a prisoner now. Like I said, through child support, I felt like I was a slave. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go anywhere. And from that $72,000, now it's down to $4,000.
That's great.
So, and that was over 4 years.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
So, yes.
And I would like to clarify a little bit. On our end, we did a case management piece, which we do with certain clients that really have that tremendous debt. And we do that research and we bring information to the table. It's definitely not one of our goals to take away from the child or the parent. So just clarifying, we found a state-owed forgiveness program. Mm-hmm. So he did wind up paying the money that was owed to the mother of the child,
right,
but did not have to repay the money owed to the state.
The state.
Oh, okay.
Right. Mm. So.
Okay. So, Terrell, what's one thing you could tell someone else if you thought that maybe they could use the NOBA Foundation services?
Just go in and be honest with themselves, and it's something you really have to want to do. You can't be in 1 minute and be like, I'm going to do this, then next minute you quit. I mean, it's hard, but to get your stuff cleaned up, it's a step you got to take to get better.
That's right.
With your finances. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, it was nice talking to you, Terrell.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your answers and your opinions. I'd like to take it now to Amaria. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're currently in the program right now. How do you like it?
It's fun.
By the way, Ophelia, this is your daughter.
Yes, she is.
All right. We do a lot of
I will claim her.
How old are you, Amaria?
12.
12. Okay. You like it? What's your favorite part?
The partner work.
Explain. What do you mean? Do you work with other girls as a partner?
Or yeah. Like, the last workshop that she had us do, she had us work with partners, and it was fun because I got to meet new people.
Okay. I like meeting new people.
What do you do with the partners? What do you guys talk about?
What kind of workshops do you have?
The children's program.
Mm-hmm. You just do different activities?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Great.
Do you want to describe one of the activities that you do?
she like asks us a question and then we get to raise our hand and then answer it.
Is all the information about money or finances, or is there other information about other things?
Talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like everything about like banking and interest and yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So I wonder if the partner that you were talking with, you guys might have been looking at building a budget and maybe a spending plan.
That's
great. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Tell me about it. What did we do?
I don't even have a budget, and I'm almost 42. I try. Maybe you can help me out.
You have to come up with the price that you have for, like, your fees, and then see if you have any left over for your wants. So it's, like, needs before wants.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you tell to another girl who wants to, you know, maybe learn some things that you've been learning?
It's fun. They should try it.
Yeah? Okay. What about the fashion show?
That's fun.
Yeah, you like that part of it?
That's the fun part. Yes.
So tell me one thing that you've learned.
That you shouldn't save your money in, like, your pillowcase, and that you should put it in a bank because people could steal it. And then if you have your money in a bank, then it builds your interest.
Did you hear that? Do not put your money in the pillowcase.
Somebody steal it.
Somebody will steal it.
Who is it? I want to find out.
It's the tooth fairy.
We just spoiled the... You're listening to Brad and Rose's Mary Postaway, Delphine Crescenzo. We're bringing the Nobel Foundation that was founded right across the river, but in Vancouver, but also serves the Portland area. And we've been talking with adult participant, with Ophelia Noble, one of the co-founders of the foundation. We're going to take a short musical break, and we'll be right back. This is Wiz Khalifa. See you again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
The planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I tell you
when I see you again.
First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead.
It's been a
long day. This was Wiz Khalifa with See You Again. You're listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. I'm here with Mary Postlewaite. Today we're having a conversation about building our financial futures. And we have Ophelia Noble, the co-founder of the foundation, as well as some younger participants. Mary?
Hello. We have in studio Jamila and her daughter Fatima. How are you guys today? Yeah? Okay. So,
this is fun, huh?
Jamila.
Yes.
How did you hear about the foundation?
Through Ophelia Noble. We grew up together.
They are related. They're cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. She was threatened to get on here.
Yeah, she did. She said if I didn't participate, then there would be repercussions. And so,
do it now.
You know?
Yeah. So, what about it influenced you to put your daughter in the program?
Because it'll teach her at a young age not to mess up no money, to save, do the right thing, and have the confidence. You know, she don't have to depend on no man when she gets older. She gonna have her own.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Jamila is one of my fellow community health workers, so, and my neighbor, so I know her very much.
Yes.
So. Oh, and Ophelia too. She is also becoming a community health worker. So, okay, yeah, and financial futures are great. When I heard about this, when you brought this program to me, mm-hmm. and I read it on the internet and talked to Ophelia, it's really great that this foundation is out here.
Yes.
You know, if we start with our younger kids, then maybe mm-hmm. we won't have so much debt in the world when they get older.
Exactly.
$7 billion mm-hmm. accumulated in 1 year.
Imagine that. So Fatima, you are currently in the program. How do you like it?
It's really good.
Yeah? What's your favorite part?
Well, when we like learn how to sign out a paycheck.
You like that, huh? That means you're getting some money, huh?
Yeah, she likes that.
That's right. Okay. So can you tell me one thing you've learned?
I learned that, well, you can like get like from your wants and needs.
Okay.
Knowing
how to separate them. Yeah. Alrighty. Can you tell me about your fashion show that you're going to be in?
Well, I'm going to be like very shy. And it's gonna be fun.
Yeah? Yeah. I like doing fashion shows too. Mm-hmm. I did it when I was younger too. I like that.
Ophelia, I'm curious as to why you incorporate the fashion show into the trainings, the workshops.
So because we're a community-based program and, you know, social justice and equity issues are at my heart, mm-hmm. I went to the children and I said to the girls, what's going to help build you confidence? Our mission is to empower, confident, and knowledge. So we use those three targeted words. Mm-hmm. And one of the participants last year said, you know, I would do this if I could be a model, because that's what my goal is. I want to be a model. And so I thought, I wonder if I could put those dots together for you to be able to participate. And not only you participate, but the people around and the other mm-hmm. girls within the program participate in that piece. Mm-hmm. And we just started putting those little pieces together and started working with Lloyd Center. Mm-hmm. So this is our second fashion show for the girls who mm-hmm. complete the workshop. And we ran our program in April in celebration of Financial Literacy Month, mm-hmm. which is April of every year. Mm-hmm. And the girls did 8 hours mm-hmm. of financial education. And as their congratulations celebration, they'll participate in the workshop. And this children's program is free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fatima, do you have now a better idea of what you want for yourself in the future after taking the workshop? Do you understand better maybe how, you know, you're going to work in order to get that paycheck later? How you're going to save it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you tell me what you'd like to do when you grow up?
Well, I'm going to be a doctor, and if I get a lot of money, I'm going to donate to some orphans.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's an excellent goal. I hope
high
you achieve it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what would you tell another little girl who wants to join the program?
Well, you could, like, talk to the Ophelia, because she runs the Noble Foundation, and every little girl that wants to join, it's for free.
That's what's up. You think they'll have fun? Yeah? Okay. Good job.
Ophelia, talk a little bit about, you know, and maybe also Mom could talk a little bit about, us being women and, you know, the importance of being financially independent and you know, being confident. You know, you use those words, being confident. Talk a little bit about that.
For me, it's like, it gave me a whole lot of confidence because I didn't know where to go to get this information. And with Ophelia, you know, it's like, wow, like, it helped me out in so many ways. And I had debt and I got a student loan that I'm working on paying off. Mm-hmm. And it's good for me that my daughter is in this too, and she could see, so when she get older, she won't have no debt. She know exactly what to do and the steps to take, so she won't have that problem. And she could put her money in the bank and prepare for her future. Like she said, she wants to be a doctor and get lots of money and give to orphans. So it's, I think it's really good for not just for children, but for everybody.
Are you going to buy your mommy a house when you become a doctor?
Yeah.
I know you will.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I would say for myself, being financially independent as a single mom for 12 years, I really relied heavily on my education to get by and to make it. I had a very strong family, friend support system